Okay, lines are open on Boots and Salutes this morning. 306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. Looks like we're in for a 4.4% increase in our property taxes. City Council came to that determination yesterday.
And it sounded like it got pretty heated at some points.
Yeah, well, you know.
I guess when you're going to have to answer to taxpayers, sometimes you have some pretty hard questions you have to ask your fellow councilors.
And this is the last budget before a civic election.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
out there. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. All this carbon sequestration capturing, whatever happened to that $1 billion Estevan coal,
the carbon capture down at Boundary Dam?
Yeah, not Gardner Dam. Wasn't it down at Boundary Dam?
Yeah.
Down at Estevan. I mean, there's over $1 billion, and I mean, it wasn't working as good as they were hoping, but why can't that be part of the talk? They want us to spend all the people's money.
Good question. Absolutely good question that I don't know the answer for. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. That fella was talking about heading fishing with his electric truck yesterday. And 1950 technology, diesel over electric, pulls tons and tons of product down the railroad tracks. Diesel electric.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to the guy who almost rear-ended me yesterday. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to give a big boot to City Council. They're getting sick and tired of their spending habits and increasing property taxes every 6 months. I'm just getting sick and tired of it.
Where would you have cut?
Well, the thing is that what I would cut, I think I would, I know some of the money is going towards the libraries and stuff like that. Well, you know what? Nothing against libraries, but you know what? They're a dying breed right now. We have technology, and right now we can get a lot of information through our phones and tablets and everything else and like that. That's where it needs to be cut. If it needs to be cut, cut right there. You know what I mean?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the candor thought. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Dave, you got a good friend, Darcy, there, so I hope you win.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Calling from Duck Lake.
Yes.
Could the person that had my inheritance check, please phone me? 1-306.
Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. I just have a comment. With the city and this garbage thing and whatever, I'm wondering when they're collecting the money for all this stuff, if they're going to rebate some of the rural landowners west of Saskatoon, because we have to pick up everybody's garbage and haul it to the dump because they're not going to be paid for garbage. They'll just bring it west of town and dump it all over our land. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, the senior counselors get a raise, but we don't. We get $2, and that's every 6 months. That's for senior. That's ridiculous.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a great big boot for our city council. I now see this Brenda Wallace has got in trouble. I kind of think the council has been turning their cheek to a lot more of their senior management and letting them run the city, not the council. And I honestly believe that the city councilors are just turning their cheek on it. And now it's a good time to open their eyes.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. In regards to that first caller, the carbon capture down in Boundary Dam or Gardner Dam, wherever it is, the politicians are trying to separate the taxpayer from his hard-earned dollar, and we already have a perfectly good working prototype. Well, not even a prototype. It's been around for millions of years of carbon capture. It's called a tree. And it works every time. Think about it, people. And we didn't need a politician to come up with it. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to agree with that caller a couple callers ago. That I'm going to boot the city for charging people for garbage. She's right. There's going to be more garbage in the rural areas. Already, if you take a drive just outside the city, you see couches and beds and heaps of garbage all over the place. It just created a disaster for our friends outside of the city. Thanks.
Boots and salutes.
Yes. This is Jerry calling from Glass Lake.
Yeah, Jerry, unfortunately, we can't get into what you want to get into on the program today. Good morning, Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, hi. I just want to say if they start charging us for garbage, there's going to be a lot of garbage just thrown around because people ain't going to want to pay. So, you know, it's a win-lose situation. Okay, bye.
Thank you for the call. A moment or two left on Boots and Salutes this morning at 306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727.
Okay, I got to just jump in with quick thing if I can.
I can see in your eyes.
Okay, in Manitoba, they're talking about eliminating the term midget from sports age categories.
Yes.
And it turns out that Manitoba is not the first.
No.
There are several other provinces that have already, because the term midget is deemed derogatory towards smaller people, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd just be interested to know what people think about that. Because, you know, the U17 or U15, or those terms are getting thrown around more and more and more. Rarely do I actually hear. Well, I guess sometimes when you talk about major midget hockey and stuff like that. But I find it interesting that that at this point it has become offensive, right? Yeah. As an age category. I do not deny the term offensive when used in other, in other contexts, but as an age category. So I'd be just interested to know what people think about that. Maybe I'm solo on this one. I don't know.
Okay, we'll pound the phones one more time. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Final thought. Basically, when I bought my house in 1984, when I got my tax bill, they break it down what we paid and what our services were. Garbage was something I was paying for once. So now I'm paying for it twice. Second thing is on a 800-square-foot house or whatever, they might pay $1,200 or $1,400. On a 2,000-square-foot house, you might pay $4,000. Out of that, that money was calculated to include your garbage. Now you're paying more for your garbage, and you're paying for it twice. One third thought is if they want to raise revenue, they should just divide up and start charging for bicycle licenses. And for the people who don't have a bicycle license, to pay for the bike lanes, to pay for all the infrastructure associated to bicycles, they should be charged $400. It'd be like talking on a cell phone ticket or something. They should be made to pay for the use of the privilege of having a bike lane, where we're losing money for everybody who needs the garbage and has to pay for it. So,
thank you for the call. And unfortunately, we're plumb out of time this morning. Phone lines jammed. We'll pick up the conversation tomorrow at 10 to 8. Legendary country, birthdays, anniversaries, a trip to Hollywood, and more coming up after 8 on CJWW. Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you.